Welcome to another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, here with Luann Crane.
And our host is psychologist and best-selling author, Dr. James Dobson. And Ryan and Doctor, I have to tell you, there really are few more enjoyable pastimes than being able to take your kids out to the movies and get that big old fattening tub of popcorn and watch a new flick. But I do have to tell you, it's getting to the point, Doctor, where there's not really much I want to take my family to go and see.
Well, I understand that, Luann. Some of what passes for entertainment today is just, it's not only fluff, but it is profane, mm-hmm. and it has sexual content that you don't want to show to your kids. And some of the films that would be entertaining are just kind of crazy because mm-hmm. they're reaching for laughs that aren't mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. And it is really difficult to find good movies for any member of the family, including children, or specifically for children.
Right.
Well, and even when you find a movie that might be good for kids, if you're sitting there watching previews, you never know what's going to come up. Mm-hmm. My son's six, and we were in a movie one time. We had to leave for the previews to get over and then come back for a cartoon mm-hmm. made for him. So I'm glad today we're going to talk about a more family-friendly option.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about today, and a particular film that we think people are really going to enjoy. It has a powerful patriotic message that will leave you with a lump in your throat. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple of gentlemen here today who have joined together with an artistic and a technical team to produce a movie in this instance, but others to come, that I think our listeners are going to really appreciate. It's being released on September the 14th. Actually, there's going to be a pre-release on the 11th of September. We're going to talk about that. But our two guests that I'm talking about with Veritas Entertainment are Mr. Kevin McAfee, who's been here before, and the CEO of Veritas Communications, Mr. Steve Griffin. Welcome, gentlemen. Glad to have you at Family Talk.
It's good to be here.
Now, both of you are wonderfully talented individuals with vast experience in filmmaking and the entertainment industries. Kevin was the executive producer of the highly acclaimed End of the Spear movie, mm-hmm. which featured the story of the slain missionaries in Ecuador. He's also worked in film and television for more than 30 years, including time with Warner Brothers and Disney. And Steve, as the CEO of Veritas Communications, has extensive experience in the marketing and distribution world, including a season as president and CEO of Nest Family Entertainment. I don't know what that means, but we may find out, and other marketing groups. I'm really glad to have you guys here, and you're pretty jazzed about what you're about to release, aren't you?
We really are, and you know, it's kind of funny you mentioned Nest. That's where Steve and I met. We did the animated stories of the Bible, and so we did Old Testament, New Testament, and created animation, and Steve was the CEO of that company, and I got to become a friend of his, and in fact, my second son is named after Steve. So Matt Seward and Stephen Griffin helped me name Matthew Stephen McAfee, who's the baby in our family. So it is a precious thing to get to share a movie with the world, and we pray it really has an impact.
And that movie is Last Ounce of Courage.
That's right.
And I've seen it. I was fortunate enough to have a private screening, and it is good. I'm telling you, it's good. And I talked about it being patriotic. It really does make your chest swell with pride over our nation, and but also concern about what's happening to it. Give kind of a quick overview of the film.
Well, Bob Revere is a decorated Vietnam veteran. He's a pharmacist. He's the mayor of a town nestled in the Rocky Mountains, and he's married to this lady named Dottie, and they have one child, Thomas, and they send him off to war. And unfortunately, without giving away the whole movie, he's killed. And as a result, as a lot of military families all across our nation have to face the worst kind of tragedy, the story really develops about the freedoms that we're losing every single day, the freedoms that are being taken away from us, and how we have been silent as Christian Americans to take a stand. And we are challenged in this movie in several subplots, one by a group of kids, another by this mayor who decides, I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to take a stand and have the boldness to live out my faith and to make it real versus something that is just inside my heart.
I had someone call me yesterday and tell me about Last Ounce of Courage. And he said, you got to hear this. This is fantastic. You got to see it. And I have seen it, and I am helping to promote it because I believe in it. Steve, why are you involved in it?
Well, when Kevin approached me about a year and a half ago, we started looking at this movie, and it had to get out. And sometimes movies take a very long time to get to the public. This one's been in the making almost 4 years. So even before I got involved with Kevin, Kevin was starting to be involved in it. And it's very frustrating to us as filmmakers and as marketers to have a picture that we think has a great message not get to market. So Kevin said, we've got to get this out. So it takes money. It takes money to take these kind of pictures and play in this thing we call Hollywood. And when you're making a movie that has the tenets undergirding it of faith, family, and freedom, it's even harder to get it out. So we started working really hard on the right capital partners that had to believe like we believe, because you know it may surprise some of your listeners, but there are some people that will take movies that have a positive impact, buy them, and put them on the shelf so they never get out. And we knew we had to have the right kind of partners to make
really
that happen.
Happen.
It does
yes,
happen.
Sir.
There are, you know, there's a proliferation of great scripts right now. If you can get to the scripts and edit out a few gratuitous scenes of naked body parts and bad language that's not necessary, you have a great film. But Hollywood many times thinks you need that kind of content. So when I met Kevin, we had to get this film out. And it goes to show you, as smart as we think we are, God knows better. Because this is the right time for this message to get out. If you look what's happening in the media right now about religious liberty, about the things that we're losing as Americans, you couldn't find a better time to get this little movie out than the 14th of September.
Yeah, and the pre-release that I mentioned earlier is on the 11th of September, which is 9/11. And that was not an accident either, was it?
Well, it kind of was an accident in our thinking, but not God's thinking. We were going to originally release the picture on the 21st of September and made a decision to move it back because there's rules and regulations about home DVD and when you can release it. And so we wanted to take this movie, obviously, and get it ready for the Christmas season for release, so we moved it up. And then someone talked to Kevin and I. They said, do you know what 9/11 is? I said, well, of course I know. That's Tuesday before you open on Friday. And so there's a real military theme, as Kevin said, in this picture. And we are committed to honoring those brave men and women that have given their last ounce of courage in the defense of the freedoms. And they fight overseas, and they come back home to America, and they see us sitting on the couch on our hands doing nothing. And that's what the hero talks about in the movie. They do nothing. And so how do we honor them? So we're going to have between 30 and 50 theaters on 9/11 where we're going to donate the tickets, and we're going to offer it to military families, both active and veterans, as our way of saying thank you on Patriot Day.
And free.
And free for them to go to the movie. And that we're really excited by that. And, you know, we just think that's the right thing to do.
And on the 14th, you're going to have 1,200 theaters around the country.
That's right. And, you know, it's interesting because you have a projection of how many theaters will open when you're an independent film studio. Okay. And that can rise and fall. We just saw 2016 start in one theater. Okay. And yesterday I was told it's up to 1,700 screens. So it expands and contracts as demand happens. And what we're seeing is people are just hungry for truth. You know, the name of our company is Veritas. That is the Latin word for truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And if we bring people to a place where they see truth, hopefully that's where lives can be changed.
Mm-hmm. I would totally agree with that, Kevin. Ryan and I were talking about this film just before we were taping, and I said when I saw it, you just want to stand up and say, thank you for speaking for me. Mm-hmm. I don't have this kind of platform. I don't have that kind of audience, but you have just spoken what I feel in my heart. And that's what people will recognize when they attend.
Well, you notice in our military today, they come back, and we were traveling here from Nashville yesterday, and they let the military board first. Mm-hmm. And so my wife and I stepped aside and let a young lady in uniform, and we just thanked them for their service. We have to remember, and that's the thing we miss, they defend our freedoms mm-hmm. every single day, and they stand in harm's way. And we sit back here very happy, mm-hmm. and then when things start to turn against us as Christian Americans, and things are happening, and our rights and freedoms are being taken away, somehow we've been told it's not politically accurate. We can't say anything. We still are the majority in this nation, and we should stand up and do something about it.
What I appreciated most about the film is that it focuses on the freedom of religious liberty.
Yes, it does.
And that is really what you're defending, and it makes you really want to stand up and cheer.
It really does. And in fact, when I think about all of the elements that relate to religious liberty, taking a Bible to school as a child, or praying in school, or standing up for putting Christ in Christmas, or telling stories that are part of our heritage, part of our founding fathers, part of what's inscribed in the halls of Washington, D.C., when you see the monuments and you see that our founding fathers loved God and they weren't afraid to say it. And they said it not in pride, but in humility. And we look at this, and I think a lot of times it's not what we say, it's how we say it. Mm-hmm. And I think when we say it in love, when we communicate in love to those people who don't even believe like we do, we have to realize that that's where we can make a bigger impact, is how we communicate that.
In one of our, we describe our company at Veritas as we make movies of courage, character, and conviction. And character is something that Kevin and I feel very strongly about, and it's a big theme in this movie, The Last Ounce of Courage. And I would challenge us in this room, and I would challenge the audience that's listening today, to show me any movie ever made that's really not a study of character. Mm-hmm. The villain has bad character. The hero is maybe missing a character trait that he or she needs to be successful. Even the subplots, they're all about character. And as Americans, I think if we had character, and as adults we forget, well, we're adults. Maybe we'll teach our kids. Character is a lifelong learning process. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced that on my tombstone they will say, here lies Steve Griffin, a man of character, now that he's in heaven, because it's hard to get while you're here on this earth. And so we want to make movies of character. Last Ounce of Courage is about the courage and conviction of a local mayor that says, when his grandson says, what are we doing, Bob? What did my dad die for, Bob? And he says, well, that just is what happens in war. And he says, no, what are we doing? And we know, sitting around this table, the importance of family. Mm-hmm. And we know that if the family is not at the root of that, it's going to fail. Mm-hmm. And I look to our generation of kids today, it's got to come from them. If we don't reach those kids today, in two or three generations, they're going to be gone.
Mm-hmm. The importance of family, that there's an idea we can get a hold of, you think?
I think you might have that one covered, Doctor.
I spent 40 years on that one.
I was thinking what you say, character isn't taught. It's caught.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You watch. Kids know that. You can say a whole lot of things, but they watch you. They watch your actions. Mm-hmm. Do you really back that up by how you act?
One of the things about children in this particular movie, we have a group of kids that decide, instead of doing a space alien presentation during the holiday season, that they're going to tell the truth about what Christmas is really all about. It took character for those kids and courage. Honesty means accurately reporting the facts to those you love, even when it hurts. And it takes courage to be a person of truth mm-hmm. and to be honest. But that kind of character is what I think we need.
Okay, Kevin and Steve, most people would not understand the significance and the importance of the opening weekend when a movie breaks on the scene. Because if you don't have a great response then, it is considered irrelevant and a failure, and people don't come to see it, and mostly Hollywood disregards it. So that 14th, for people that want to show appreciation and support for this kind of movie, really need to be there.
It really does. And for little films and for every one of us who have been involved in films that are smaller, that don't have the biggest stars in the world, that are just trying to speak truth, that's the biggest challenge. And I thank you especially for all of you taking the time to talk with us about this movie, because we don't want dozens and dozens of people to see it. We want America and around the world the opportunity for people to see this, because if they see this, it will bring glory to God.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that context, this film opens this Friday. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's the 14th.
That's right. Yeah. And it's rated PG, the Motion Picture Association of America. That means it's good for all audiences. Now, I would want it to be G. And just so you know, our company is very committed to doing G and PG rated films, because we feel there is a need for the family and a place where the family can go that they can trust a movie, just Ryan, exactly like what you were saying. They can trust it, they can go to it, and they can not be afraid of bad language, mm-hmm. not be afraid of content that would be questionable, and that the message would be good.
But to the point about that opening weekend box office, let me just give you a little factoid. There are six media giants that control 90% of what we read, watch, or listen to. Mm. Universal, Disney, Sony, Paramount, Warner Brothers, and Fox. But those people control 90% of what we watch or read or listen to. So those are all studios that have film companies. It's really hard for an independent film company mm-hmm. to get on 1,200 screens. Most of them start with a couple and 50 and small. We're making this across the nation. In the major markets across the country, the major cities, you won't be 10 miles away from a theater that's showing The Last Ounce of Courage. Wow. This is a big dip of the toe into the pond.
Now, how can people find out about it?
Sure. You can go to lastouncethemovie.com.
Lastouncethemovie.com.
And it takes you right to the movie webpage, and you can type in your zip code. You can see a map of all the within 50 miles. You can even go out 1,000 miles. Mm-hmm. And so you can see exactly where this is showing. And if it's not showing, as the audience listens to this coming up, if it's not showing, we have an email address and a phone number where they can call us. And they say, we'd like that in our theater in XYZ city across America. And we'll call back to our distribution partners, and they reach out to the film company, so we will add it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how it works.
Kevin, you said it's rated as a PG.
That's correct.
Not because there's bad stuff in it.
Right.
But you have said that it has an intergenerational appeal.
It does.
You can bring children.
Absolutely. And having a PG movie that you can go to and know that you don't have to worry about it. It's obviously content, though, that is very deep. And I would suggest, you know, that children who are, you know, a first grader or a four-year-old isn't going to get it like a fourth grader or a fifth grader. Mm-hmm. And as we are all sensitive to children, especially here, we want to make sure that those that come will really truly enjoy it and have the most benefit from mm-hmm. it.
And then you go home and talk about it.
That's right.
Talk about the implications of it.
Yes.
And make sure the children do get it.
That's exactly right. Or you invite friends. You take a friend, and I call it coffee table evangelism. You go to some place and you sit down and you say, what'd you think of that movie? Did that movie touch you? What did you think about this one scene about what happens on that rooftop? What do you believe? And it causes you to begin a dialogue. Mm-hmm. And that is truly what we're all about, is beginning that dialogue. I want to tell one quick story, but Mark 4:11 is my favorite story of Christ and the disciples, because they're upset. And they're saying, why don't you cut to the chase? Why don't you just let them have it? And he says, well, wait a second. What about the people who don't have ears to hear and eyes to see? He tells a story about a farmer planting a seed. And Eugene Peterson writes in The Message, and Jesus in Mark 4:11 was always found telling stories, gently nudging them toward receptive insight. And I think that if we use that process of gently nudging an audience toward receptive insight, we as a film company, that's our goal.
That's well
said. After people have seen it and liked it, they need to go talk about it. Right?
We love discussion, Dr.
And go again and again.
Yeah, and there's a couple of listeners that may be hearing this that are my parents' age, in their 80s. And my dad and mom have been screening this movie to everyone in their church and everybody they can talk about. And we screened it recently in a major market, and an 87-year-old lady came out, and she says, "I've been waiting my whole lifetime for someone to make a movie that tells this truth." And so, you know, we as filmmakers miss that audience of our senior Americans, and this is a message because they uniquely have seen freedoms from when they were a kid to today that have vanished from America. And, you know, we kind of get numbed by it. But those people have seen a lifetime of freedom, and now they see where we're at today. And we're here to say, and hopefully with them and you in this room, it's never too late to retake those freedoms that we were granted in this nation.
Kevin, earlier you talked about how sometimes good scripts are shelved.
Yes.
That studios don't want them made, so they buy a script and they shelve it. With the success of 2016, Dinesh D'Souza Project being so successful, does that help a film like yours because that's doing well monetarily and it's getting into more theaters? Or does it make it harder where studios are saying, oh, we got to buy more scripts up and so they don't get seen?
I think it is absolutely the best thing that can happen when any time a group of filmmakers make a film that is recognized for the quality of its film, for the message of its film, and for when it actually meets a felt need or there's something out there. And WorldNet Daily just wrote a very kind article about 2016, and they said that Last Ounce of Courage is expected to draft behind that, and that it will help our film. And I can tell you, I'm so thankful that there is that. Just as I'm thankful for other films that have been made, the Mike Katz and the good people at Sherwood, and those that come from other films. I was speaking in front of a group of filmmakers the other day, and I said to them, "We can't create enough content for our audience." Mm-hmm. It's impossible. Even if all of us did everything we could, our nation and our world is so hungry for this that we'll never be able to create it because, unfortunately, films are just getting worse and worse. And we have to do something about it. In fact, I'm challenging colleges to start film schools. I'm getting with Lipscomb University this coming, you know, week, and I've been meeting with them all week long. I want to meet with presidents of universities and say, we need film schools. There are media missionaries that are out there, and they're young kids, and they need to have that opportunity to follow that media missionary calling in their life and use film as a pulpit for America, because that's what it is.
Yeah. Kevin, I couldn't agree with you more. I've been saying for years now, Christians ran from the entertainment industry, and now it's seen as dirty. Well, you don't want to get involved in that. Well, most people are getting their news from the entertainment industry. They're getting it from Saturday Night Live. They're getting it from Jon Stewart.
Right.
And they're doing a really good job of presenting a case for the other side. But where do you find funny Christians? Where do you find great actors? Where do you find good content? And unless we get colleges and people like you sounding that horn, it's not going to happen.
We have to do it. And I have to tell you that this movie started because two people in Laurel, Mississippi, who never made a movie, Richard and Gina Hedrick, they started this film project because they wanted to put Christ back in Christmas. Mm. And they never made a movie before. I don't know who's listening right now, but you never know how God's going to use you. You do not know how the Lord could take and use that idea and concept and birth something. So it's not just to the filmmaker, it's the minister in all of us that needs to accept this responsibility and become active. You never know, a movie may come out of you.
Well, our guests today have been Mr. Kevin McAfee, who's the founder of Veritas Entertainment, and the CEO of Veritas Communications, Mr. Steve Griffin. Thank you, gentlemen, for pouring your energy into something decent, something good, something uplifting, something that will strengthen our country, something that will support family values, and especially something that will help defend religious liberty. I appreciate your getting into this project. And having said that, people can understand why I am recommending that people go to this movie.
Well, we'll see you at the movie September 14th, Dr. Dobson.
Sounds great. Yeah,
thank you for having us.
God bless you both.
And again, the easiest way to find out where it is in your area is simply to go to drjamesdobson.org. We will have information on The Last Ounce of Courage prominently displayed right there on the front page,
including the trailer to the movie so you can get a taste of it before you go and see it.
That's a great idea.
We also want to remind all of you patriots, all of you soldiers and veterans, there's a special free screening on September 11th. That's tomorrow. And you can find more information about that again at drjamesdobson.org, or you can call us 877-732-6825.
As you can tell, our conversation with these two gentlemen from Veritas went a little long today, so we're going to sign off quickly. Before we do, please do remember that Family Talk is a nonprofit ministry, but we want to continue bringing you bulletins and alerts and information about this kind of thing whenever it is made available to us. Your partnership will make that happen. You can donate online, drjamesdobson.org, or that phone number, 877-732-6825.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not affiliated with Focus on the Family.
Well, hello, everyone. This is James Dobson, and I want to let you know about a powerful and patriotic movie called The Last Ounce of Courage. It's a family-friendly story about an American hero who stands up for his beliefs in a time of cynicism and fear. I assure you, you'll leave the theater with a sense of pride in our country. I've seen this very emotional movie, and I want to recommend it to you. So bring your church members, your organization, your family and friends, and take a stand for freedom, because that's what this movie is all about. Last Ounce of Courage premieres nationwide on September the 14th. And for more information, go to lastouncethemovie.com and treat the whole family to an inspirational night out.